So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. Thus I was, in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. And the man said, They are departed hence, for I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And they laded their asses with the corn and departed thence. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And the garment, either warp, or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam, and spake unto him the words of Balak. And they departed from Rameses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. On the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. And they departed from Succoth, and pitched in Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they departed from before Pihahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and pitched in Marah. And they departed from Dophkah, and encamped in Elish. And they departed from Rephidim, and pitched in the wilderness of Sinai. And they departed from Kibroth Hatteva, and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth, and pitched in Rithma. And they departed from Rithma, and pitched at Rimmon Perez. And they departed from Rimmon Perez, and pitched in Libna. And they departed from Tehath, and pitched at Tara. And they departed from Hashmona, and encamped at Moseroth. And they departed from Moseroth, and pitched in Benajachon. And they departed from Ebrona, and encamped at Ezion Geber. And they departed from Mount Hor, and pitched in Zalmona. And they departed from Zalmona, and pitched in Punon. And they departed from Punon, and pitched in Oboth. And they departed from Oboth, and pitched in Ajo-Eberim, in the border of Moab. And they departed from Aim, and pitched in Dibon-Gad. And they departed from the mountains of Abiram, and pitched in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. And when we departed from Horeb, We went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock, and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem Judah to sojourn where he could find a place. And he came to Mount Ephraim to the house of Micah as he journeyed. Then the five men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And there were with him two asses saddled, his concubine also was with him. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from thence every man to his inheritance. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him, and was departed from Saul. And Jonathan said to David, Go in peace. Forasmuch as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, The Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed for ever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. David therefore departed thence, and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold. Depart, and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed, and came into the forest of Harith. Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah, and went whithersoever they could go. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbare to go forth. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed. For the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to every one a cake of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. And David said to Uriah, Go down to thy house, and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. And Nathan departed unto his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. And it came to pass, after they were departed, that they came up out of the well, and went and told King David, and said unto David, Arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus hath Ahithophel counseled against you. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. And he said unto them, Depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tents. And Jeroboam's wife arose, and departed, and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king, all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first, I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed, and brought him word again. Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him, and slew him. So the prophet departed, and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. Now therefore thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. Nevertheless he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him, and returned to their own land. And the king of Syria said, Go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand, and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. So he departed from Elisha, and came to his master, who said to him, What said Elisha to thee? And he answered, He told me that thou shouldest surely recover. And he arose and departed and came to Samaria. And as he was at the shearing house in the way, and when he was departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab the son of Rechab coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, Is thine heart right as my heart is with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. Howbeit from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, Jehu departed not from after them, to wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. Nevertheless, they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked therein. And they remained at the grove also in Samaria. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked therein. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They departed not from them, for he clave to the Lord, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went, and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priests and Levites concerning any matter, or concerning the treasures. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years, and departed without being desired. Howbeit they buried him in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchres of the kings. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. The Lord shall bring upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy father's house, days that have not come from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. Mine age is departed, and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I have cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. After that Jeconiah the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters, and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. Then Pharaoh's army was come forth out of Egypt. And when the Chaldeans that besieged Jerusalem heard tidings of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive, and departed to go over to the Ammonites. And they departed, and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt. And from the daughter of Zion all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. And they that escape of you shall remember me among the nations whither they shall be carried captives, because I am broken with their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes which go a-whoring after their idols. And they shall loathe themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. Then the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house, and stood over the cherubims. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, to his house. But when the multitude saw it, thence two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Then Jesus went thence, and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And Jesus departed from thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee, and came into the coast of Judea, beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him. And behold, one came and said unto him, And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed, and went and hanged himself, and laid it in his own new tomb which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. And they departed thence, and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him, and stayed him that he should not depart from them. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. He left Judea, and departed again into Galilee. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called 2 of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them, that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark, and sailed unto Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas, and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them, and departed. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens. And receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed, they departed. So Paul departed from among them. After these things Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, in order, strengthening all the disciples. But when divers were hardened, and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples, and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And the next day we that were of Paul's company departed, and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And straightway they departed from him, and we should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. And after 3 months we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed, after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias the prophet unto our father, saying, And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. Ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him for ever. And the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, to weep and mourn over her. For no man buyeth the merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver, and precious stones, and of pearls, and fine linen,